the speed. Got all the soul he's on, and we need. You think I'm evil? Hada, did you wait and see? Yeah, could you spell the hood's name? Capital B-A-D. You know that I carry a hand of pistol, honey. Knife and razor, too. Don't you tell a hook nothing, cause it's always telling you. Yeah, if you think I'm evil, people. Yeah, did you wait and see? Cause I tell you that you spell the hook's name. Capital B-A-D. You know if you see me once, honey, you know you see me again. This 2GM hook is, baby, and I'm a hold of it. Did you think I'm evil? Evil just you wait and see. Don't you spell a hook's name? Capital B-A-D. I'm telling you now, bang.
I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. Baby, let's live it up today. She climbed in beside me and we begin to cruise. And she said to me, Dad, have you got any time to lose? I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah, baby, let's live it up today. Then we drove on out to the edge of town. And she said, pretty daddy, do you play around? I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah, baby, let's live it up today.
Open another segment of the GM Hooker Show than with that record from December of 1954, the Imperial label, that's Mr. Pee-wee Creighton. And you know ya tonight here on WJZ, the GM Hooker Show. Yeah, WJZ, AM and FM, the heart of downtown Havel's rhythm and blues radio. Yeah, tonight bringing you, well, we're bringing you a special guest. Yeah, my special guest is longtime friend and fellow DJ here in WJZ, Mr. Billy Mack. And tonight we're going to bring you something we call Bargain Basement. And Max, since you came up with that particular name for the show, I think I'm going to have you bail me out and let the listeners here know what Bargain Basement is all about.
For Hooker and I and a few others, it meant finding records in various department stores in downtown Haverhill. These sales were never promoted. Their length was unknown. It was a matter of exploration, a matter of trial and error.
Yeah, Billy Mack, and a good example of that trial and error. Lots of trial and certainly no error was that last record that I played by Mr. Pee Wee Creighton that I happened to find in one of the very first sales that we ran into. It was in Newbury's. And I believe the records at that time in the mid-50s were 10 cents apiece.
At those prices, how could we afford not to make a purchase or two?
So true, Billy Mack. $2, which was a lot of money back then, got you 20 records. And if you paid attention to the labels, you knew the big hits. That one was an Imperial. We knew Fats Domino wasn't an Imperial. So you took a chance. Pee Wee Creighton? Who the heck was Pee Wee Creighton? Well, we certainly found out we did this on all types of records. And you know what? We actually came up smelling quite nice on about 95% of them.
Hooker, I don't think my numbers were that good.
Mac, I think your numbers were great. I can remember some of the things that you did pick up and that you still have. In fact, a couple of them are sitting right there in front of you right now. Now, here's a loaded question, Mac, and I certainly know you like loaded questions. What do you think was your best find in those early sales?
Booker, I don't know that I could do that. And at those prices, one really didn't have to make just one selection.
You know, you're right, Mac. Back then, records weren't monetary values. They were, well, sound values. And I mean by that, if the record was a good record, then it was worth something. It was worth something to the person that owned it and someone who wanted to have it. We weren't thinking in dollars and cents. We were thinking in the quality, the aestheticism of the record. And boy, the ambience of the record, how it made you feel, how it made everybody else feel. And many of those great sounds are the ones that are worth a heck of a lot of money today. Like that little gem that you have in your hands right there.
Oh, okay. You mean this little recording from November of 1954? The late Arthur Lee May and the Crowns on the Martin label. Set My Heart Free.
Why did you leave? Oh, why did you go? So far, I love only you. I can't stand all this misery. I'm as lonely as can be. Have you the darling, darling that you will? Will come back to me and set my poor heart free? For I love all.
Without you near, my poor heart, dear, would break wide in two. I'm in a situation that'll cause my ruination.
Baby, if I can't have you, so tell me, darling, that you will.
come back to me. And set my poor heart free. For I love only you.
It's a pity I don't like ballads.
All right, Mac, you can give me all those vocal group ballads that you have sitting over there. In the sales that we had back then, I had a little in on the sales in Newbury since my mom, she worked on the hosiery counter. At the end of the hosiery counter, they used to have this huge, big dump bin, and they used to dump tons and tons of 45s in this particular bin. Now, I remembered paying 10 cents a piece for them, but Mac here informed me that he was paying six for a dollar, and I never really thought about it, but I guess it was my mom's discount. Because at 10 cents a piece, I was actually able to get 10 records for a dollar, 20 for $2. Mac, I really never thought of that.
Prices aside, I remember the chick that was on the counter.
Still got that one-track mind there, Billy Mac. So when do you still got the mind? And anyhow, here's one of the records I picked up there in that Newbury's 10-cent pile, as I call it. This is from May of 1951, the specialty label, and it was this particular record that made this man a favorite of mine forevermore. This is Roy Milton of Solid Senders, a great two-sided record we're going to play. It's Later Than You Think.
Yes, it's later than you think. You'd better have some fun. You can't live always. When you dance, you dance. Young blood pass away.
Well, I still love you, baby, but I... spend my love like a solid game. And the way that you treat me is a cry and shame at all, baby. You just got to go. Well, I still love you, baby, but I won't be a fool. No more.
That's another drummer, Eddie Hope, backed by the Manish Boys on Miami's obscure Marlin label from 1956 with A Fool No More.
Yeah, and you certainly weren't any fool in that one, Billy Mac. A very, very rare record today. Yeah, in this one, yeah, one of the prizes that I pulled out for 10 cents in that Newbury sale. Yeah, this is from February of 1953. It's the Aladdin label. A great New Orleans sound. These are the Shawees, featuring the vocalist Sugar Boy Crawford. And the big collector's item today is the ballad side called No One to Love You. Yeah, but Mac and I and our friend Sal and a couple of other guys, we were into the blues back then, and we liked the blues ballad side. It's a thing that's called Early Sunday Morning. And here it is, the Shawees.
Oh,
listening to a GM Hooker special on Hayville's Rhythm and Blues station, WJZ AM and FM. Here's a little ditty that I found on a bright, shiny red label.
Well, I like a moonshine. Drink it all the time.
I drink it all the time.
Yeah, baby, be mine.
Oh, baby, be mine.
Love you all the time.
I love you all the time.
Well, they say I drink wine. Trust in me.
Yeah, trust in me,
babe. You got the trust in me. And be my baby, please.
And be my baby, please.
When I was a boy, I lived on a farm. I used to go in the woods
and have myself some fun.
I was drinking
moonshine.
Drink it all the time. Yes, I like a moonshine.
Oh, I like a moonshine.
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 Took a trip.
But I like a moonshine.
I like a moonshine.
Drink it all the time.
I drink it all the time.
Yeah, baby, be mine.
Oh, baby, be mine.
Love you all the time.
I love you all the time.
But they say I drink wine.
They say I drink wine.
Yeah, but the people are lying.
But the people are lying.
We pulled in the station.
Do
4:30.
Do
the judge told me, boy,
no more.
But I like a moonshine.
I like a moonshine.
Drink all the time. Yes, I like a moonshine.
Oh, I like a moonshine.
I like a moonshine. I like a moonshine. Yes, I like moonshine.
Five Owls with I Like Moonshine on Birmingham's Vulcan label from May of 1955.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you that Max still likes his moonshine today. Yeah, now
you know it.
You better believe it.
Not a question of whether I believe it.
And now you all know why we call this dimly lit Studio 13. It has nothing to do with the lighting, let me tell you. Anyhow, here's another one I pulled out of those early Newbury sales, and believe me, I played both sides of this particular record to death, and I love both sides. These are the Five Keys on the Aladdin label from April of 1954. I love the Love My Lovin' side, but I really love this side. A little thing called Someday, Sweetheart.
Someday, sweetheart, you may be sorry for what you've done to my heart. You
you've broken the
heart. You're happy now. I can't see how. Falls with free blue.
I know that record's been in a few cases, and so have I. Here's the boss of the blues, Big Joe Turner, from July of 1955, Midnight Cannonball.
I cried late night, cried the night before. I'm gonna change the way you live, your door won't have to cry no more. Well, I've been your dog ever since I've been your man. I've been your dog ever since I've been your man. Ah, you've been using me. You'll be on a five-day plan. You know I love you, birdie, baby. How come you treat me so bad? You know I love you, birdie, baby. What made you treat me so bad? I told you I love your loving and I'm mad. You upset me, baby, when you give my love away. You upset me, baby, when you give my love away. I told you time after time and day after day. You know I told you. Go away, boy, go away. Ah, it's your no rock this morning. I got my boots on, buddy, and they laced up to the top. I'm gonna leave you, pretty baby, and you don't try to stop me, honey child. I'm gonna buy me a ticket, long as I am tall. Gonna buy me a ticket, long as I am tall. I'm gonna leave you, baby, on the midnight cannonball. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
Yeah, I'm looking at that clock. It's getting close to the bottom of the hour, as Billy Mac would say. And want to remind you that you are listening to the GM Hooker Show here in WJZ, AM and FM, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Yeah, tonight we're presenting Bargain Basement. Yeah, talking about those great Rhythm and Blues 45s that both Billy Mac and I bought in the sales in the 1950s.
Foolish things to think of. So I was too born. are so kind. I could live in the best of health with love, sweet as well, my heart and soul. What's yours you take? Yes, my life I give. Give that for her sake. These foolish things could you all think of? So I was too poor, poor, too poor to love.
Yeah, welcome back here to part two of your GM Hooker Show. Tonight we're featuring Bargain Basement. And you just heard one of those Bargain Basement records, yeah, that were picked up in a mid-50s sales. That one coming out of a F.W. Woolworth sale, I believe. That on the Gotham label from June of 1954. What great, great boogie piano, yeah, by Mr. Reuben Wright, who also was the lead, I believe. Those were the Capris of the Gotham label from June of 1954. And the tremendous, tremendous up-tempo to Porter Love. And yeah, Billy Mac, I'm looking here on the back of this particular label, and it tells you just what we paid for this. Some clerk or clerk marked 29 cents each or four for a dollar. Remember these great old beautiful yellow and black Gothams.
Hooker, who am I to argue? That's a great start to the second half of the Bargain Basement special. And by the way, that's the first recording I ever played here on WJZ. Here's one I found for 17 cents in J.J. Newbery's. From Chicago's South Side with Gilbert Warren on lead, these are the Orchids with an October 1955 release on the Parrot label. I can't refuse.
Well, I met the finest girl just the other day. I asked her for her date, and this is what she said. She said, oh baby, oh sugar, oh sweetheart, oh darling, oh baby, you know I can't refuse. Done me, it was a dog machine.
Remember when you picked that record up in J.J. Newbery's, and we completely flipped over that because that was a cover of the Five Keys. And we had the Five Keys album and knew that was a cover of Oh Baby, but that one still gives me chills whenever I hear that one. I still remember you in that beautiful maroon Parrot 45 that you have right there. I love that song so much that my group back in the 70s, The Surrenders, actually used to do a version of that on stage. Yeah. Great, great record. And speaking of great records, out of that same J.J. Newbery sale, and Billy Mack, thanks to my mom, 10 cents for this one, the King Label from March of 1953. This is Roy Brown and his Mighty, Mighty Men, and Money Can't Buy Love.
All night long, banging on your door. You call that daddy, I don't want you around no more. Well, it's all right, baby, dirty, no good soul and soul. You got a whole lot of money, Lord, not so doggone poor. Money can't buy love, get that through your head. Can't buy love, you better get that through your head. Cause it's gonna be lonesome on a certain side of your bed. Well, you promised you would love me, you promised to be true. Now you wanna leave me, now you say we're through. Well, I'll find a new love somewhere down the line. Life's too short to worry, I sure won't let you worry mine. Yeah, she made me pack my truck, put my ticket in my hand, told me hit the highway, don't come back again. Well, I thank you, baby, for being so nice and kind. If you think I'm gonna miss you, baby, throw it out your mind. Oh, shout for joy. I'm a no good gal like you, sure ain't gonna worry, Roy. Well, a whole lot of women sleeping all alone. Yes, a whole lot of women sleeping all alone. Well, and it won't be long, I'll have a brand new home.
Thanks to the Bargain Basement, we discovered Roy Brown, his Mighty Mighty Men, and a host of other artists, like these on the Baton label, The Miracles, The Lover's Chant.
My love aside. Oh, you make me feel so blue. Now I don't know what I'm gonna do. Pretty baby, please, please forgive me this time. Is for your love.
Yes, and a great record like that reminds you that you are listening here to the G.M. Hooker Show on WJZ AM and FM, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Yes, tonight we're presenting Bargain Basement. Yeah, those Bargain Basement records that both Billy Mack and I found back in the mid-1950s in those great 45 record bin sales. And this is one of those records that brings back memories. Billy Mack, yeah, F.W. Woolworth sale. They were loaded with Gotham's and Red Robin Records. Actually picked up a couple of copies of this one back then. This is on the Red Robin label from February of 1954, featuring Mr. Alan Bunn, who is one of the members of the Larks. He had gone out on his own in the mid-1950s. And here he is singing and actually being backed by the later Larks group, although they're not credited on the label. This is My Kind of Woman by Alan Bunn and the Larks. And the funny thing about this is I picked it up on a 78, and he is credited as Alan Baum, B-A-U-M, on the 78 label. Well, this record's no Baum. My Kind of Woman, Alan Bunn and the Larks.
I don't know where I found this recording. I don't know what I paid for it. All I know is it features a great sax bridge by Freddie Jackson. On the OK label from 1956, this is the one and only Chuck Willis, It Were You.
Goodbye. It was you. Came you who said goodbye. The birds need the trees.
Oh, yeah.
The ship needs the sea.
Oh, yeah.
I need you, pretty baby, and I hope that you need me. It was you made me love you. It was you made me cry after all.
Figured that one great jump blues record deserved another great jump blues record. That from June of 1952, very early modern 45, modern 870. That's the J. Franks Orchestra featuring the great vocal of Miss Jimmy Lee. And that Jimmy Lee used to sing in a duet. In fact, the other side of this record is the duet with a guy by the name of Otis. It used to be Jimmy Lee and Otis. And I know I've got a couple of records by them as a duet. But boy, could she sing some jump blues. Billy Mack, what are you going to say about that?
Did you find any more of their recordings in a bargain basement sale, Hooker? Because if you did, let's bring them on.
Mack, I'm afraid those days are long gone.
and so are we, but then that's another story. This next recording was found for the astounding price of 29 cents a piece, or four for a dollar. On the obscure Tip Top label from 1958, these are the Creations, Mommy and Daddy.
Mommy and Daddy, Mommy and Daddy, Mommy and Daddy, may I go with Shirley, because I love her, and she loves me. Ooh, we are Mommy and Daddy, please don't say no, no, say yes to your blessings, we want each other so. I know that I'm only 16, but I love her so. Mommy and Daddy, if you could see my heart, then you know just what I mean. Oh, Mommy and Daddy, someday we'll get married, and we'll raise a family, just you wait and see. Mommy, Mommy,
Mommy and Daddy, oh, Mommy and Daddy, Mommy and Daddy, oh, Mommy and Daddy.
Mommy?
Yes, dear?
May I go with Shirley?
No, dear, I'm very sorry. You've been a very bad boy tonight.
Please, Mommy.
No, dear, I'm very sorry.
Daddy?
Daddy, oh, Mommy.
Daddy!
Daddy, Mommy, Daddy.
Boy, that's how you go upstairs and take a bath. You
yeah!
Love
a great record needs to be followed up with an equally great record, Billy Mack. And I know you're going to remember these because I happened to pick up both records by this group in the same sale. In fact, the Blue and Silver label has the little penciled X, thank God they only did that, to mark that they were sale records. Yeah, from March of 1956, this is their second record that I chose to play, Billy Mack. And the title is almost symbolic of just how you felt when I found these records, because you could never find them. These are the Baltineers, and tears in my eyes.
Nothing like killing me with kindness.
Here where you left me, here where you left me,
I'm here where you left me. Pardon, my dear, to be by your side.
By your side.
So please come back, dear, and stay by my side. With tears in my eyes,
tears in my eyes, hold you,
hold you,
kiss you,
kiss you,
one more time. Life is worth a
time. Life ain't worth a time. So please come back, dear, and
tears in my eyes.
Yeah, that record would bring tears to anybody's eyes, Billy Mack. Beautiful, beautiful record. Tears in my eyes, the Baltonians. Yeah, I want to thank my guest tonight, Mr. Billy Mack, a longtime friend. We've been friends since first grade, actually. Close friends since about the seventh grade. And Billy Mack is also a DJ here. In fact, he shares this Friday night spot with The Hook on WJZ with his Billy Mack's Big Beat Show. And Mack, those records brought back lots of memories of those great sales.
Lots of tears, lots of pain. Actually, quite a bit of joy. Hooker, as always, it's a pleasure to share a microphone with you here in Studio 13. Until the next time, take care, good luck, bye for now. Keep shaking.
Yeah, shaking is what both of us were doing, Billy Mack. While we were playing these records, we were taking a look at the prices that these records book for today. Now, remember, we paid, what was it, anywhere from a dime to 25 cents for these records. We are playing 17 or 18 records tonight, and we figured that a ballpark figure here in February of 19...
What'd you do with that calendar I gave you for Christmas?
The age is showing there, Billy Mack. Here in February 2003, we figured that those records booked in excess of $6,000. And with that, we're going out with the very last record of the night. This is Kid King's Combo, the Accello label. This is from February of 1954. Kid King actually was piano player Louis Brooks, Ed Skippy Brooks, a.k.a. Kid King. And this is Greasy Feet. Yeah, that's all she wrote for the GM Hooker Show here in WJZ, AM&FM, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Yeah, this is GM Hooker, your two-in-one hooker, baby. There's two GM Hookers in this whole wide world, and baby, you know I'm both of them. GM Hooker saying, bye-bye, bye-bye.